Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's universe, creation of the whole of the universe. And the knowledge of the universe is only with Allah. Nobody else has the knowledge with regards to the vast universe that Allah Ta'ala has created. And this dunya that we're living in, we think this is everything. But in reality, it's way beyond this. Way beyond this. And how far and how vast is the creation of Allah? To which extent has Allah Ta'ala created? Which forms? How many alameen are there? How many Milky Ways? How many galaxies? How many solar systems? And how far and wide is the creation of Allah spread? No one has the ilm, and nobody can attain the ilm, the knowledge of this. Nowadays, and with time, along with time in the past, humankind, mankind, people have tried to understand this universe or the solar system, etc. Why? Because Allah Ta'ala has given us the ability. There's no doubt. Man has ability to investigate, analyze, research. Allah has given aql and intellect. And not just those who believe. This isn't just for those people. No, it's an open field, an open playing field. Whoever wants to work in this sector can. And it's obvious that those who research on the universe, the solar system, the earth, etc. And what do we use to do that research? Our brain. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has made our brain in such a way that there's nothing in the world that can compare to this machine of the brain. It's unique and brilliant in its characteristics and function. And the pious predecessors have said, as I said before, that until today, we see all the progress and advancement in the world. It's due to the brain functioning, isn't it? The human being's brain, which Allah Ta'ala has given to us. And in the light of the Quran and Hadith and the sayings of the pious predecessors, we can see that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, what He has given us, the brain and intellect, and to this day, we haven't even utilized 10%. Of the capacity of the brain, and this less than 10% has allowed us to reach to where we are today, mankind. And research will continue, development will continue, things will be invented, and we will realize about the makhluk and the creation of Allah. This is my subject, and I am a student of this subject in my life, in terms of, you can say, study and career. And in my life, knowingly or unknowingly, consciously, unconsciously, I had an interest in this ilm, this knowledge, and I embarked on the journey to attain it. Other people studied medicine or engineering. Obviously, when a person studies and learns something in the world, you look towards your future, I'll get a job quicker or a better job, etc. But my selection was different. Everyone was a bit surprised. Why are you studying these subjects that I was studying? My subject was creation of the universe, or the functioning of the universe or the world. And I studied this, and I did master degrees, geology, geography from university, metallurgy and astronomy, etc. I studied, I wrote theses, dissertations, and towards books, and part of my life I even taught these subjects. But I didn't understand properly that why am I learning this at that time. I didn't have an objective there, and I couldn't understand why I'm going after this ilm, this knowledge. And it's surprising to see or hear that through this ilm, I didn't even earn dunya. I didn't go for any job or career in this field. For some extent, as I said, I used to teach in the college to students some subjects, but I didn't enjoy it. And I couldn't understand that this ilm that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given me, the desire, people are laughing at me and joking that I haven't earned dunya through this, I haven't earned anything worldly through this, so why am I doing this? Where am I going with this? But alhamdulillah, praise be to Allah, a time came that I didn't acquire dunya through this ilm, but I attained Allah, subhanallah, I attained Allah. إِنَّ فِي خَلْقِ السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ وَاخْتِلَافِ اللَّيْلِ وَالنَّهَارِ. That this ulum, the creation of the universe, the functioning of the universe, الَّذِينَ يَذْكُرُونَ اللَّهَ قِيَامًا وَقُؤُودًا وَعَلَى جُنُوبِهِمْ. Allah says that this ilm, the ilm that I studied and I learnt, in which light did I search this knowledge? الَّذِينَ يَذْكُرُونَ اللَّهَ قِيَامًا وَقُؤُودًا. That I studied this and I was taught this, and Allah Ta'ala allowed me to learn this. And Allah said, it won't go empty-handed, but you will search the solution through the light of dhikr. So I studied the theory in university. I didn't know why, Wildland. But then when I went, alhamdulillah, to the company of my Hazrat, my Sheikh, and I went to Gadai Sharif, from the World University I went to the University of my Hazrat, my Sheikh, and attained a university. Aladina yadhkuruna la qiyama wa qu'udan, and I learnt about dhikr. Then alhamdulillah, Allah's ma'rifah and irfan, I became a small student, small scale student, and I embarked on this journey. Then I realized the universe, and then the enjoyment of reading Quran. Then afterwards, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that you read in the whole Quran with regards to Allah's creation, how He controls the universe, He's master of the universe. And then when we have dhikr of Allah, and then read the knowledge of the Quran, and along with the worldly information knowledge I had, and then you have the light and the knowledge of the Quran through the dhikr of Allah, then an azeem, great, great conclusion results. And then the beautiful oceans come in front of the person, the oceans of ma'rifah. So this is my subject. I still have interest in it even more. So as I was saying, that the universe, that what does science tell us? Even today we realize new things. New knowledge comes to the fore. We haven't even understood it now. Every moment, every year, or sometimes, oh, this. Even today, recently, some latest scientific information that has been released or discovered. Astronomy. With regards to astronomy, about the planets and the solar system. There's a scientist in Belgium, I think his name's Michael. Latest news, information release, press release, etc. Because I research and look up these things and read up. So he researched, the scientist and his group. They said that we've realized that we've just discovered seven new planets. And these seven planets, they are more vast than the earth that we are living on. They're more vast, and they probably have habitat and living creatures. And just like our earth is orbiting the solar system around the sun, which is a star, they said that these seven planets, they are also orbiting another star, which is bigger than the sun, and they are rotating around that star. And they said that we discovered from those seven planets, three of the planets from those seven planets are orbiting their star, and there's habitat and creatures and life form on these planets. Allah, who can reach to the knowledge of Allah? We look at mountains and we're amazed. We look at seas and we're amazed. We go up in a plane, then we see a beautiful scene. We think, oh, we've dropped here, we're going to fall here into the water, in this ocean and the seas. And if you cross across an ocean or mountain range, you look down and we get a bit scared. Amazing where we're traveling, and you see how moisture falls onto the mountain. Some are filled with snow, and you see the tall trees and the beauty of the scene of the planet Earth. We can't even get across the knowledge of the planet Earth. What about the rest of the universe? We can't even get to that. So the scientists and science, scientific knowledge tells us things and teaches us things. And we learn this today. And what are we going to find out tomorrow? What are we going to discover tomorrow? We don't know. We don't know. So science tells us this. But where science ends, technology ends. So the question is posed. All of this system of the universe, the worldly system, we don't even understand planet Earth. But let's go beyond that. That what is making the Earth exist? Rotate, the cycles, there's no pillar holding up the Earth, and the atmosphere and the universe and the solar system and all the rest of the Milky Ways and galaxies. How are they existent? Why are they living? Why are they continuing? But there's an answer for this. There is a system, super system. We study physics. We learn about the laws of motion and passing on of forces and no loss of energy, etc. So Allah Ta'ala says that there's a system in the universe that's keeping everything intact and in motion and in existence. So eventually you have to accept that there's a force. There's a power that is keeping the whole universe in motion and existence. I'll give you an example. You sit in the car, and you're sitting behind the steering wheel, and you start the car, and it's a manual gearbox or an automatic gearbox. You turn the ignition key, everything's start, the engine started, you're driving, you're turning the steering wheel, petrol is burning, fuel, combustion, energy, and all the parts are moving, the car's driving. And then you ask yourself a question, why is the car driving? Because the systems are functioning correctly. Everything's synchronized and in motion together, and all the parts are working properly. So who made this system? Then what will be your answer? That behind the driving of the car is the manufacturer of the car. BMW, Mercedes, different companies. They will tell you that, yeah, you're driving the car, but we manufactured. That there's this motor company limited that created, manufactured. First design, then manufactured, then released the car to the market. So now we see the universe. We know there are systems. So who created the system? There's one answer. One. قُلْ هُوَ اللَّهُ أَحَدْ اللَّهُ السَّمَدْ. There's only one Allah, Ahad, and Allah needs nobody to help Him. He's independent. Independent. And this is Allah's system. that allows the universe to function, including this solar system we're in, planet Earth. So then, who manufactures the car? BMW designs it. And if the car malfunctions, breaks down, we go to them. Eventually, you go to a normal garage mechanic, but even the mechanic will refer through manuals or expertise, because the manufacturer, the original OEM manufacturer, he will understand, because they manufacture the parts. Straight away they'll say, this is the root cause, this is the problem, the petrol's not burning for this reason, or you got lesser efficiency for this reason. So the answer, that who is in control of the system, of the universe? Nobody can answer better than Allah, because Allah is in control. Not just this planet Earth, not just this solar system. I've just spoken about another solar system, other planets, and there are millions, because the Alameen, we're talking about the Alameen, the whole of creation. And how is everything in creation continuing to exist and be in motion and interacting with each other? Allah, you give us the answer. What is the system? We have the universe, we can see everything, but Allah, you've not kept anything hidden. Allah, if Allah said, I'm hiding this and I'm not going to tell you what everything is based upon, no, Allah has not said this. Allah's Quran tells us, Rasulullah's explanations and teaching and guidance gives us the answer. Is where science ends, then the Prophet Muhammad and Allah's guidance starts. So the answer is that all of the alameen, the creation, the universe, the solar systems, the Milky Ways, the galaxies, Allah, how are they running? How are they existing? How are they moving? How are they producing, etc.? So Allah gives the answer. Allahu Akbar is the answer to listen. Allah gives one answer, that such a powerful statement, such a powerful force that is keeping the universe in existence and in control, and the whole of the universe continuity is based on this. Allah, what is that? Allah says, my dhikr. My remembrance, Quran, Hadith tells us this. The whole vast universe that we can see is there. Everything is based on the dhikr of Allah. So now we see the power of dhikr, the importance of dhikr, and imagine how great is the dhikr of Allah. The action of dhikr. We don't even understand how important is dhikr, how essential, critical. All of the solar systems, galaxies, worlds, the universe in summary, is based and hinged and in control and functioning due to what? Allah's dhikr. Allah says, just my dhikr is the force that binds everything together and allows it to exist and continue in existence. Allah says, the whole universe is in existence due to this. So Allah, then when will you make the universe cease to exist? Allah says, cease to exist. The end point of the universe will also be on this point. When the Allah says, I will destroy the universe when dhikr, my dhikr, ceases in this world. So Allah says that the life of the universe is dhikr, and the end of the universe will be due to no dhikr being done. Why? Because Allah Ta'ala says that when my remembrance ends, then I have no interest in the world. Allah says, I will have no interest in the world. I'll have no link with the world. I'll have no association with the dunya. Because Allah says, the link with the whole alameen. Allah says, my link with the whole alameen is due to my dhikr. And when my dhikr ceases, stops being done, then I will close the shop, Allah says. I will see. Hazrat, I'll tell you a hadith via Hazrat Rafi Uthmani, Damat Barakatuhum. This hadith I narrate via his reference. Allah says that there are many signs of the day to come, the day of judgment. And 100 years before the day of judgment, there will be fisk and evil and immodesty and injustice and people killing each other, hitting each other, injustices and bad actions and immorality. And when these things increase, there will be immodesty increasing to its heights. And what will this be the sign of? Qiyamah. Qiyamah is about to come upon this point. But Qiyamah has not come to us, it is coming, it is near. So 100 years, it's stated via the hadith, that 100 years before Qiyamah, the time will pass with all of these negative things happening. Fasadat and fitna and issues and problems and quarrels and disputes and immodesty. But the dunya will not come to an end. But towards the end of the 100 years, the dhikr of Allah will diminish and reduce and then finish. There will be nobody doing the dhikr of Allah. And it's nothing surprising to hear or shocking. If we go back in time, let's just go a few decades ago. Just go back in time. Is this the amount of people who sat in dhikr? Did we have to beg people to sit in dhikr? Did we have to tell people the rewards of dhikr? Did we have to invite people to dhikr? In 800 places in the Quran, Allah Ta'ala has mentioned his dhikr. How many times? 800 times. Literally, Allah Ta'ala is mentioning his dhikr, his remembrance. If anyone, you go back to the previous generations, our pious previous generations, you did not ever see anyone who is ghafil, negligent of the dhikr of Allah. So what's the sign of Qiyamah? As Qiyamah is coming closer, what action is diminishing? The dhikr of Allah. Salah will not diminish, fasting will not diminish, tawaf will not diminish, all the other ibadat are increasing. They're increasing. But Allah Ta'ala says that every ibadah, form of worship that I've created, what's behind it? Dhikr of Allah. Dhikr of Allah. Salah was created for due to dhikr. Hajj created due for the dhikr. Fasting was created for dhikr of Allah. Quran for the dhikr of Allah. All actions involve dhikr of Allah. Allah's remembrance. And all ibadat were given for dhikr of Allah. And they exist based on dhikr of Allah. So when dhikr is diminished, reduces and disappears, then Allah Ta'ala says, Qiyamah will come. The earth will be finished. And this has been stated, that dhikr will start to be removed from the earth. So Allah Ta'ala says, then my interest will be removed from the earth, and no barakah, no blessings, and problems will increase, and days will pass like, for example, days and nights will pass so quickly, nights will pass in a weird way, and in the morning a person will be a mu'min, in the evening he will not have iman, he will be reciting Quran, and his heart will feel like doing something else, he will be reading the Quran and the haq, his thoughts and intentions will be going somewhere else. So most definitely, there will be no sort of guarantee that a person can continue with the belief correctly, and it's like you're reading and speaking about deen, and you're speaking to the rocks and the stones, and people's hearts will be dark and full of impurities and sins, and it will continue. That time will come, 100 years Allah will wait, and all the dhakareen will disappear from the face of the earth. They will go, and we see today that for the dhikr of Allah today, that Hazrat Zakariya rahmatullahi, who was the sheikh who passed away in his final time, his words, what a great sheikh he was, who passed away just in the last couple of decades, and he said, I'm departing this world with the fikr, with the worry. This was his style of speaking. He said, I'm leaving with the fikr, a worry that the dhikr of Allah is ending in the world, is diminishing, is disappearing. We need to make effort on this. These were his final words. And subhanAllah, he had the consciousness, the awareness. He was a great waliullah, great sheikh. He knew that Qiyamah is close, and from our hearts, the fragrance and the love of dhikr is disappearing. Nafs, shaitan, our desires, environment, dunya, everything is an influence. And the fragrance of dhikr of Allah is disappearing from our lives with such difficulty. You have to request someone to come dhikr. Somebody will come making a fast, he'll sit down and do some tasbih, or he'll have no interest, or he will ask so many questions, you have to give him long explanations about dhikr is important. Is this, do we do dhikr for thawab, for reward? This action of dhikr is a reflection of muhabbat and love and jazb, my friends. Such an amal, there are many amal that we can implement. As Allah Ta'ala said about any of the amal, of the actions, this whole world, not just this planet earth and solar system, the whole universe, Allah says, is hinging, is existing on one force, the dhikr of Allah. The dhikr of Allah. Now let's think here for a few moments, that if there's so much power within dhikr, and a person who does not have dhikr in his life, if there's a house without dhikr, if the children aren't doing dhikr, if a family is not doing dhikr and they're not aware of dhikr, then it's been said clearly that these are people, they're lifeless people. They're walking like the living dead. Allah Ta'ala says, I've written their names on the list of the dead people, the deceased people. And they're still living. Why? Because they've got iman in the heart, and maybe Allah says, sometime they will turn back to my dhikr. I'm waiting for them. Otherwise they're lifeless. They are walking like they're dead. Otherwise if someone dies who's not doing dhikr of Allah, who has not done dhikr in their life, does not have love for dhikr, I'm not giving a speech to you, my friends. I'm not giving a speech. I'm speaking the reality of the pain in the heart. That this is this a life that we have? That in our house there's no barakah, in our jobs no barakah, in our children no barakah, in our business no barakah, no blessings. And we can try our best. We can work hard as much as we want and get ta'weez or amulets or amliyat, or go to magicians or wazifas. All of this will go to waste. But everything, happiness in life will come through one action, which is the dhikr of Allah. If in our hearts there's no love, then understanding this announcement of the Quran and these ahadith and these statements of the pious predecessors, we need to understand, even if we have to be forced to do dhikr, we think, I'm not going to get nothing from it. Brothers, we need to understand that the universe cannot exist without dhikr in the universe. So how can we live without dhikr? That they will have darkness and loss in our lives. There will be nothing else about loss in our lives if we don't do dhikr of Allah. So my brothers, my friends, the dhikr of Allah, Allah's remembrance, is allowing the whole of the universe to function correctly. There's a beautiful nur and light within the dhikr of Allah. What is the nur? There's a hadith that Allah Ta'ala has praised and mentioned his dhikr. Allah says, that's separate. That's a separate point. That person does dhikr of Allah and what he gets. Allah Ta'ala says, the ruh, the life form in the world, in the universe, Allah says, jungle, oceans, skies, atmosphere, trees, jungles, wherever a person, wherever a man or a woman, a human being, any jamaat, any person, individual remembers me, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, wherever, then what do you know? What are the effects of that dhikr? And what's the effect on that portion of earth that person is doing dhikr on? That portion of earth is glowing and shining, that the creation in the heavens can see that, and no other creation can see that. The creation in the universe, the angels can see that. We're not talking about the person who's doing dhikr. His glow and shine and sparkle is such that just like the stars and the sun that shines in the universe, that person shining even more than those things to the creation in the heavens who can see him or her. Come, have we thought like this? Me and you have come. Allah Ta'ala has pushed us here or shoved us here. But this is Allah's karam, Allah's mercy and blessings that He's allowed us. He has to, somehow someone has to force us. But tomorrow when the envelope will be opened and the book of deeds will be unraveled, we will realize what is the dhikr of Allah. What was the nur, the light of Allah's remembrance, my brothers? My brothers, the nur of the place where dhikr is performed. Then imagine that heart in which Allah Ta'ala's remembrance is happening. Imagine the blessedness. We call this maraqaba, meditation you could say in English, or silent remembrance of Allah. And in that heart where Allah Ta'ala is remembered silently, can you imagine, can we imagine the nur and the impact on that heart? Allah says that nur, that light that emanates from the heart of the person who's sitting and doing dhikr of Allah silently, qalbi dhikr. Qalbi dhikr, batini dhikr. Allah Ta'ala says that in the universe, in the heavens, even the angels cannot see the nur in the heart of a person who's doing dhikr of Allah silently. But that secret is between Allah and His creation. And Allah sat us, alhamdulillah, and Allah makes us do this dhikr. We close eyes, we focus on the heart, and we remember Allah in the heart. Today when we invite, come brothers, learn this dhikr. Silent dhikr, maraqaba dhikr, khafi dhikr, batini for the batin. Do the dhikr. If we do it in your shop will be full of nur. You do this dhikr at home, home full of nur. If you sit in the car and do dhikr qalbi, your car will be full of nur. The angel, in the protection of the angels, and where dhikr is done, the angels, they stick and adhere to that gathering of a person. Just like if you bring honey out onto the plate and how the honeybees will run to that sweetness of the honey. Same way angels, they run to the gathering of the person who's doing dhikr. And what, they're coming with difficulties, problems, quarrels? No, they're coming with the rahmah, mercy of Allah. They're not coming with darkness. So why do we run away from dhikr? So this ibadah of dhikr of Allah has an objective supreme. Supreme. And so that heart in which we do dhikr, which is maraqba qalbi dhikr, this is such a big dhikr, such a great dhikr, such a big nur, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, I will not make it apparent. And it cannot be made apparent. The person who does dhikr in the heart, the nur is so strong. Allah says, I won't make it apparent in this world. His heart is so full of nur, that it overwhelms everything else. His life becomes full of positivity and blessings. Allah says, his vision, his thinking, his thoughts, so much wisdom comes into that person's life, so much hikmah and wisdom. His ikhlas, his akhlaq, everything, his reaction physically, his bodily, is a reflection of his dhikr. And to this form he comes, that he gets to the status of ihsan and believing in Allah and worshipping Allah as just as if he is seeing Allah or she is seeing Allah. Ihsan. Is this not the hadith? Sahih hadith in Bukhari, that the rank of ihsan, where Rasulullah SAW told us that the believers can attain this. Who attains this and how? Which ibadah? The dhikr of Allah will give us ihsan. Such a big nur comes about that the person, salah, you make niyyah, alhamdulillah, you pray salah. And if you do dhikr, your salah will be improved. You do dhikr, your other ibadats will be improved. You'll start to see the reality of the ibadat. You talk about Jannah, you'll see the reality of Jannah. You speak about hellfire, you'll start to feel the severity of hellfire. A reality unravels, increases and strengthens. Why? Because you're doing dhikr of Allah, and so totally every second you're in the presence of Allah. Hazuri. And this is due to the heart being clean. When we do qalbi dhikr, Allah in the heart, and we keep, Allah says, I will keep this hidden in the world. But that man, he will feel the full force and improvement due to doing dhikr in the heart. He will see the full reality of life and see everything clearly. And he won't be able to explain the nur in his heart and the effects of the nur in his heart, but he will feel the improvement in his life. It will be said to us, أَلَّذِينَ تَطْمَئِنَّ قُلُوبِنَا بِذِكْرِ اللَّهِ أَلَا بِذِكْرِ اللَّهِ تَطْمَئِنُّ الْقُلُوبِ. Allah says, it is impossible that a person can get contentment, satisfaction and peace from any ilm or knowledge. You can only get it from what? Dhikr of Allah. Dhikr of Allah. Now let's see our aqabirin, pious people. This is great alims, mufassir, commentators, muhaddith, scholars who wrote thousands of kitabs. Eventually they came to what action? Dhikr of Allah. They came to the khanqa after decades of learning and work of the deen, and they put down their books and said, so much has been done, writing books, etc. But success can only come, true peace, contentment, through dhikr of Allah. So my brothers, why are we wasting our time and lives? Why? And we don't have to make hard work, effort. We do so much more than this. The effort to do dhikr of Allah is very less indeed. We do more than this. We strive, we have to do hajj. Tell me, how much struggle and effort? Money, buying the ticket, flying, traveling, staying there. What does Allah Ta'ala say? With regards to dhikr, Allah says, come to me. Sit down in the morning, do dhikr, and then pray 2 rak'ah salah at sunrise and take the reward of 1 hajj, 1 umrah. Accepted. The physical hajj may not be accepted, but this is accepted in the morning. And if then you reach to the rank of ihsan, then it's as if you are doing the tawaf of the Kaaba, because you will be feeling the closeness to Allah. And the person who gets that to that rank, he will feel that, yeah, I'm getting that same blessing. The same. So the person's huzuri, in other words, the presence of Allah, the presence of the nearness to Allah, is always felt in that. Allah says, I won't make it apparent in the world, I won't make you apparent in the world, but when will I make it zahir? When you come to me in the hereafter, and when you're standing on the day of hashar, resurrection, judgment. And I won't just collect all of the human beings on that plane of judgment, but all of the alameen, the universe, all of the different forms of creation will be stood there. We don't know the history, what are there, which Nabi would have come, etc., this and that. But we know two things. Two things Allah Ta'ala has told us. Allah Ta'ala has told us that the whole alameen, universe, that Allah Ta'ala says, for example, we have different sections. For example, in the car, you have the plate, BMW, different. Allah says the monogram, the logo, the whole of the universe is La ilaha illallah Muhammad Rasulullah. We know these two things for sure. That who has created the universe? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And who, what was the reason? Muhammad Rasulullah, the master, the prophet for the whole of alameen, the whole of creation, for every form of creation. He was the rahmatullah. Where Allah is Rabbul alameen, Rasulullah is rahmatul lil alameen. Great status, great message. So, coming back. So when a person leaves this dunya and reaches to the plane of resurrection, and all of the forms of creation and the quantities of people who ever lived, and they will see the light coming out from the heart of that jamaat of people who did dhikr of Allah. At that time, the dunya people say, Allah, who are these people? Who are these people? Which people are these? We can't recognize them. Which Nabi is this? Which Prophet is this? What is their rank? Are they shuhada? Who are these people? I will say, you do not know who they are. But just look, I've made apparent their nur, the light that was hidden in their hearts when they lived on the earth. This was my remembrance. This is that dhikr, when they used to do my dhikr in their hearts. The men, the women, they used to cry and do dhikr. When I gave them bread, they did dhikr. When I didn't give them food, then they did dhikr also. When they had difficulties, they did dhikr. When they were happy, they did dhikr. When they were millionaires, they also did dhikr. When there was poverty, they did dhikr. When they were lying down ill on the bed, they did dhikr. When they were walking in the marketplace, they did dhikr. In other words, there was no second, there was no time that their heart was not attentive to me, and it did not call out to me, and did not say Allah, Allah. There was no time. And everyone on the day of resurrection would say, Allah, are these those people? Allah would say, yes, these are those people. And the nur, the light that was within their hearts, today I'm making zahir apparent. In the whole of the resurrection plane of Qiyamah, it will be visible. Brothers, we have time. We still have time. Praise be to Allah. We haven't died yet, have we? Qiyamah has not come yet, has it? The signs of Qiyamah are coming, but we still have time. May Allah not include us in those people. Those people who are negligent, lazy, who are living close to the time of Qiyamah, and they forget Allah. Don't ever forget and leave dhikr, my friends. Never, I ask you. I request you. These 40, 50 years, 60 years of my life, I've experienced this. From the time I've taken hold of the dhikr of Allah, alhamdulillah, in my life I've seen unique and wonderful things. Unique and wonderful things. I took hold of two things. I told you in my life, I didn't do any third occupation. I understood the creation of this universe through ilm, knowledge. Then alhamdulillah, after understanding this creation, the universe, the person who created this universe, Allah, I ran to Allah. I'm telling you, my personal life, I did no third action. And Allah, amazing, as I said, Allah Ta'ala didn't give me the opportunity to earn through these two ulum. Was people study for degrees and MSc's, and I did masters, I did MSc, PhD, thesis, dissertations, papers, final year papers in this subject, same subject, and you don't get any good jobs due to this career subject. People said, why are you studying this? What's the benefit of this? What money are you going to make from this? What career path are you going to... So I realized that the maqsad objective was not food or money. The maqsad objective was that I wanted to get peace in heart, and I've attained that. Thousands of kingdoms and sultanates, better than that is to have peace in the heart. Let's take 1,000 millionaires who have money, bank balances, and they can't sleep in the night. And they're like thinking, tossing and turning, problems, worries, depression. What's the point of having all of that money then? And that wealth and fame and glory externally. Yeah, you can buy a nice bed, king size bed, and put nice sheets on it, a nice quilt, and decorate your bedroom and change the curtains. But the peace and the sleepiness comes in the heart. Contentment comes in the heart. So do you want peace and happiness, or do you want fake fake happiness, then Allah says, do my dhikr. Do my dhikr. Today we are unhappy. All people, families, individuals have issues, disputes, quarrels. Take hold of one path, one occupation. Dhikr of Allah, my friends. This won't give me benefit that I'm giving you da'wah. I won't get any benefit from this. I'm not seeking that. Nothing. But take hold of the dhikr of Allah. If you want eternal happiness and success, the person who takes dhikr of Allah as his occupation, subhanAllah, my Hazrat said, the time comes in a person's life, why am I doing dhikr? Why should I do dhikr? Never fall into this greed trap. Greed trap. Oh, I'm not benefiting. Oh, I'm not enjoying it. Oh, I've not got happiness. Oh, my work in the world, I'm earning less, etc. I'm not getting enough. The person who follows this advice, shaitan, when you embark on the path of doing dhikr of Allah, shaitan will whisper into your ears and hearts. I've seen people doing dhikr 8, 9, 10 years and then they run away. They turn 180 degrees. You turn and run away for the sake of Allah. Grab hold of the dhikr of Allah. Never leave it. Doesn't matter how much shaitan, whatever he says to you, doesn't matter. My Hazrat Rahmatullah said, subhanAllah, what a great statement. What a great point. My Hazrat, my teacher, taught us, explained to us that whether you attain something or not, whether you feel something or not, whether you obtain something or not, but keep on seeking your beloved Allah and don't cease doing dhikr of Allah. Never lose determination. Never lose courage. Keep on searching. Keep on finding. Keep on doing dhikr of Allah. Keep on moving to your manzil to this. Inshallah. Inshallah. Dhikr is such an action. It's such a great thing. Because shaitan will give waswasa, whisper, other people in the world say, don't do this. You're wasting your time. Or let's do this other amal. Do this other action. Let's do this. Was I? No, no, my friends. Everything has a ruh. And the ruh, the spirit of everything in the world is dhikr. If Allah has given you the tawfiq to do dhikr in your life, how? Like you sat here today. Like you sat here today. Nobody brought you here. You came yourself with the feeling in your heart. Nothing. No one gave you da'wah. No one called you. No one's favor. And the favor is who? Allah Ta'ala, who said that, come for my name. Allah's favor on us. That Allah Ta'ala has allowed us to come here. Allah Ta'ala instilled into our heart the feeling that go and speak like this. Or say this. Or do my dhikr. Otherwise, who has time to sit, invite and give da'wah? In this world, material world, look, I thought, could I have earned? I could have earned the amount of time we're sitting here. I could have sat home and done business and earned money and dollars and pounds. So who tells us about the benefit eternal, but the destination of the hereafter? And so easy is this action and quick results. Keep on doing it. Dhikr of Allah. Allah Ta'ala says that every second, whenever you do dhikr, straightway, immediately you will reach close to Allah. That second in time. Every second you do dhikr, you'll get closer to Allah. Every second. Tell me. Tell me. So are we saved? Are we saved now? So what is the biggest point here? Is that we are saved from being far from Allah. We are going closer to Allah. Closer to Allah. And the point here, another one I'd like to communicate that's come to my mind, I'd like to share. Like I said to you, that from the signs of Qiyamah, from the signs of Qiyamah, I'm pointing out a beautiful benefit of the dhikr of Allah, which has just come to my mind. From the signs of Qiyamah, there are many fitnas. Isn't it? Allah Ta'ala has explained to us in the Quran, in the Hadith, injustice, fasad, immodesty, and quarrels and disputes and disobedient children and immodesty in front of the eyes of people and the parents sitting around looking at the children and they have to bear the immorality, injustices, and the daughter doesn't know respect of the parents and the parents don't know the affection to the children and they'll be sitting all together, the family, and committing immodest actions and immorality and alcohol will become like a squash drink and wrong actions will be implemented and families will sit down and do these together. And that time there will be darkness. But what we realize is that there's a bigger fitna than all of these signs of Qiyamah. Allah says that the bigger fitna that due to which I will bring Qiyamah physically. Allah says I'm allowing the world to exist despite all of the sins that have been committed. But Allah says when this thing happens, this final point, then I will not accept, I won't allow the world to exist. Allah says that time when people stop doing my dhikr, Allah Ta'ala says, then the universe will cease to exist. So this action of not doing dhikr earns Allah's displeasure. Despite all of the sins that are being implemented in the world today, Allah is still allowing the earth to exist and function and giving us food and sustenance. But Allah says, when my dhikr stops, then that's it. Then I will not allow the world to continue after that. I will not allow the world to continue. So what we realize is that the biggest loss, and negative action and misfortune is the person, man or woman, who doesn't do the dhikr of Allah. That person has no function positive in life, has no reason that he is doing in bringing positivity into his or her life. Allah says, when a person stops, or the people stop doing my dhikr, then I will cease this earth to exist. The earth will not continue functioning. So what we realize after learning from the Quran and the Hadith, we realize that we should not leave Allah's remembrance. And not just this, And we shouldn't say, oh, it's not important. And it's not necessary that, for example, dhikr of Allah has just one form. For example, on Thursday night we do dhikr. That, for example, you've got time now on Thursday night. You've come and you had your somebody else is busy at work, business, occupation. Alhamdulillah, select another day if you cannot attend. Another day, another time. If you can't attend, the best way of doing dhikr is what? What is it? The first and foremost, that you learn dhikr from a sheikh, from a teacher. Now I'm talking about qalbi dhikr now. Dhikr of the heart. Because everyone does tasbih, subhanallah, alhamdulillah, ilallah. This whole bayan is on what? Dhikr qalbi, dhikr of the heart. I'm telling you about the noor of dhikr, upon which qiyamah will come into come. If the people stop doing dhikr, then qiyamah will come. Because tasbih, the whole world is doing. Everyone's doing it. Everyone's doing it. Yes, but where do we see that tasbih, that if the person is doing tasbih, remembering Allah, that's happening, that's continuing, but we're talking about dhikr of the heart. If tasbih was to stop, the dunya would not continue in existence. But Allah Ta'ala says, dhikr of the heart is very high. He says, it is not just that you remember Allah from the tongue. Allah says, your maqam is high, that you remember me in your heart. What is this? Remembering Allah in the heart. That everyone else remembers Allah from the tongue or verbally, but Allah says, remember me in your heart. So I'm talking about qalbi dhikr, that go to a friend of Allah, wali wala, learn the dhikr of the heart, silent dhikr. And after learning this, keep on doing this regularly. I will tell you the tariqah, and you will get barakat in your life day and night. Because the dhikr of Allah doesn't mean you leave your job, employment, go and live in a jungle, isolation, in a khanka. This is not the objective. The objective is that you've learned dhikr. After that, wherever the majalis are taking place and you have time, at least once in the week, definitely make the time. At least you have to take time out, isn't it? That in the week, one day, Allah's mercy here, that 5 days, we have majlis in different places. We have the majalis, don't we? This is Allah's karam. I don't know how this comes. I've seen this first time in my life in one town. And before this, I've never seen this in my life. The 50, 60 years I've been doing this work of the deen. But this hal, I can see now that people say, I don't have time. Alhamdulillah, alhamdulillah. I myself, we don't have time. But morning and evening, we just do this. That totally, alhamdulillah, I'm so in love with this action of the dhikr of Allah now. Subhanallah, may Allah Ta'ala give death in this way, because life in my life I took all of one occupation. These are your du'as that will save me, otherwise shaitan and nafs is there. And I'm requesting you to do du'a for me. I'm weak. You do du'a for me, then I will succeed. Alhamdulillah. Alhamdulillah. So you promise you'll do du'a for me, won't you? Yes. Otherwise, what guarantee is there? So do du'a that alhamdulillah, in this town, your town, they say subhanallah loudly, in this town, what do we have? Morning and evening, every moment is dhikr of Allah, subhanallah. And in jama'ah congregation, majlis, and in different masajid, we are doing dhikr of Allah. Yani, the people of this town, Allah Ta'ala says, I won't give you difficulty, go there or go there. Rather, dhikr is happening in every masjid, in every locality. So everyone, according to his preference, according to his time and selection, so they don't have to leave their job or occupation, they don't get any pain. Allah Ta'ala selected a khadim, 7, and you go to those places and host the dhikr, they won't come to you. You go and teach the dhikr to them. Subhanallah. What a pride, a moment of pride for all of us. Imagine the gift and the reward Allah has given in Allah's love. That as the rest of the dunya is going towards kharafat and loss and darkness, and shaitan is inserting things into people's pockets to destroy them. Has he not put them into the pockets? Such that we've got our things in our ears and our pockets and we watch them. Shaitan says, I won't leave you for a second. A 2-year-old girl, a 1-year-old girl, I will not leave them away. I'll give them in their hands this thing that will give us negative impact. But Allah says, you also do my dhikr, and I will send my men to the towns, localities, to the streets and alleyways, and to every door and every locality, I will spread my dhikr. And this is the clash with shaitan, the battle with shaitan, my friends. They say that we'll see, you will be surprised and shocked that the figures I've realized today, alhamdulillah, 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 our dhikr since it started until today, how many views have we seen? More than 1 million views, more than 1 million attendees in the whole dunya, in the whole world. This is the dhikr. Who's increasing this? Me? Us? I don't even know who's coming, not coming, listening, not listening. They put this microphone in front of me. Now stop. Start speaking. So who invites? Who calls? Allah. Why? Because Allah says that this is how the universe is in existence. The work, the job that you're doing, the whole universe, Quran, everything will go. Kaaba will go. Will disappear. We know this, don't we? That the signs of judgment, the day of judgment, Allah says everything will disappear. Because my dhikr has disappeared, so I don't need any of this now. This Allah says, due to the sadaqah of my dhikr, I gave you all of these signs and buildings, etc., so that you remember me. Due to my dhikr, I gave you my signs and places to go to. So Allah says, if you forgot to me, why do I need to leave the signs here on the earth? I'll remove them. So which Quran are you reading? Which Quran are we reciting? That Quran about that Quran who was sent to us by Allah, and we've forgotten Allah, our hearts are black. Never has Allah's name come in our hearts. Never have we done maraqabah. Never have we done dhikr in our hearts. In the morning, Allah says, I call you. invite you. Fajr time, I invite you. The Hajj time, I invite you. And Asr time, the genuine times, the angels seek. They look for you. These are hadith on the Jumats. Why does Allah Ta'ala send the angels to look? When something gets lost, that's when you have to look for it, isn't it? My brothers, when something, an item is lost, that's when we look for it, isn't it? So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said that I have sent millions and millions and millions every day. Angels go and look for the dhakirin who are doing my dhikr. This is a hadith. You all sat here, ulama, alim, scholars. You're sitting here with the father of Allah. Who is missing? Is this not hadith? Tell me. So think yourself. What do you look for? What do you seek? Something that's unique or lost or precious. And what's the most precious thing that we look for? Diamonds in the world people look for. So this dhikr of Allah, Allah remembers the jama'ah, the congregation, is a diamond in the eyes of Allah, in the sight of Allah. And Allah Ta'ala says, I send my makhluk, my creation, the angels who are nurani, they go to the world to look. When they're looking, why are they looking? Because so few people, diamonds are left in the world. They are nayab, unique. How unique are they? Imagine the value, your value that you're sat in the dhikr of Allah at this moment in time. Tell me, imagine, not in the light of the eyes of the dunya. They say, we're wasting time, we're bone idle. You have to go to work in the morning. Why are you going to dhikr? We got thousands of things to do. Why are you going to dhikr, dhikr, dhikr? You keep talking about dhikr. They can criticize, but Allah Ta'ala says, in my sight, what is this congregation, the people who do dhikr? Allah says, these are those people who have stopped the destruction of the universe, the end of the universe. They have prevented qiyamah coming due to the dhakreen. Allah says, I give rizq to the world. Allah says, I am close to them. The winds and storms that were there today, Allah Ta'ala said, I wanted this to come because I saw a girl doing zina in front of her father. He saw her, the father, with his eyes. She's doing zina with the body. Is this not happening? Immodesty. Allah says, this is happening. Allah says, I could not accept that this town should stay existent, in which homes, the young boys and girls in front of their parents, they do zina, and the parents watch them doing immodest, rude actions. The parents are watching, and they are silent, and they appreciate. They encourage more today. Subhanallah. Allah says that my ghazab, my wrath, my anger would not allow. I send the storms and the winds and the hurricanes. Allah Ta'ala orders them and says, go to these towns. And then when Allah says, I see the jama'ah, the congregations doing my dhikr, then I order the storms and hurricanes to come back and not destroy. Do you know that how many of the storms and hurricanes are prevented from unleashing their full force due to the people who are doing dhikr? We don't know our full value, and it's better it stays like that. If we realize our full value, we probably lose the appreciation. We want the full value in the hereafter. May Allah Ta'ala accept us in the hereafter. That's the biggest value. So here, how should we stay? We should take the criticism from people, and people, they can consider us bad or waste of time and say, you're bikar and bone idle. What are you doing? You're not doing the work of the deen. People criticize, you're not doing work of the deen. You're wasting your time just doing dhikr. You're wasting the youth's time, young people's time. People in the dunya may think of us like this, but the angels, as long as they're looking for us, then inshallah we are okay, because Allah Ta'ala is accepting us, and the angels, they take us in their wings and take us and float into the universe, into the atmosphere. So you know, when we do the dhikr of Allah, that the angels, they come, they seek, they find, they take our ruh and they take us and float into the atmosphere. Allah says, leave them, where are you taking them? Allah Ta'ala asks that on their name, I have written wherever they are sitting in the world, Jannah. Allah Ta'ala, the angels say, how? Allah says, that earth that they're sitting on, go, I make that piece of earth Jannah, paradise on earth. Is this not a hadith? Due to what? Due to dhikr of Allah. Can earth ever become Jannah, paradise? Allah's Rasul ﷺ has told us, the Sahaba were amazed, shocked, that Ya Rasulullah ﷺ, earth and paradise. And Allah's Rasul ﷺ said, not just Jannah, rather it's a garden from the gardens of paradise. Garden. Imagine. So when a person reaches to the rank of Ihsan, recognition of Allah, the ibadah, when the person does dhikr of Allah, it's as if he's seeing Allah. I swear by Allah, when a person does dhikr of Allah, then definitely it's like he's in the tent and the garden of paradise, like they're eating from paradise, the grapes of paradise and the food of paradise and the delicacies of paradise. So they're reading subhanallah, reciting la hawla wa la quwwata illa billah, but alhamdulillah, they are in the gardens of paradise and they're swinging from the branches and the trees of Jannah at the time, because they're at the rank of Ihsan. Just look at them. Try to remove them from dhikr. Say, brother, stop doing dhikr. I'll give you £10,000 business. He will just say, get away from me. £10,000. I don't need that. Let me do the dhikr of Allah. For the sake of Allah, I swear by Allah, there are people like that on the earth. And he'll say, I'm not leaving dhikr. He said, no, it's a great job. Do this. He said, don't tell me at this moment in time. Don't try to steer me away at this moment in time. I sat in the dhikr of Allah. Don't distract me. I'm doing dhikr. It's time for my dhikr at this moment in time. They don't get sleep. They don't feel they want to sleep. Tatafa'ala junubi mullah says that they don't lean on their beds and mattresses. They don't feel that the enjoyment in sleeping. They leave their mattresses. They leave the warmth of their beds. Get up, get up, get up. Their nafs tells them, get up. La ilaha illallah. La ilaha illallah. La ilaha illallah. They say, such a great, great opportunity. That is silence. There's darkness in the room. Allahu Akbar. And there's nobody else there to disturb me. No fikr, no worry, no other problem. And my room, my body is saying, dhikr Allah. Allah. La ilaha illallah. La ilaha illallah. La ilaha illallah. Ah, dhikr Allah is a great action, my friends. We make a solid promise. We'll do dhikr, isn't it? Yes. And while doing dhikr, I'm not saying that come to the gathering or the majlis. No. I'm not saying this. Generally speaking, learn dhikr from me and then keep doing your dhikr. Keep it, maintain it. Always focus on your heart that my heart is doing dhikr of Allah. Wherever you see 10 minutes free, close your eyes. Allah, 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 Subhanallah, Subhanallah. That's it. That's all we have to do. No, dhikr is not stopping you earning bread or sleeping or your children or your wife. No action. Dhikr Allah is not stopping us from any action. Rather, it's making everything halal, everything lawful, making it jais and permissible and elevated. Elevated. What a great thing. What a great thing. So inshallah, majalis, the gatherings, we should try. If Allah gives us the tawfiq, as I've said, the 5-6 majlis, 6-7 morning and evening, dhikr of Allah is happening, alhamdulillah, with the fadl of Allah. And in the morning, if you feel like, sit down. If you feel like in the evening, come in the evening. If you feel like coming here, come to Makki Masjid, Al-Falah, Masjid Aisha, Masjid Al-Taqwa, Subhanallah. Subhanallah, that I can't even remember all the names of masjids, and I can't even remember the names of the imams. Alhamdulillah. And every masjid's imam, alhamdulillah, is a dhakir. You will see he's a dhakir. Subhanallah. Every masjid imam where we go, where the majlis is held, he's an imam who does dhikr. He's a dhakir. And dhikr of the heart. And what an enjoyment of reading, praying salah behind that imam. If that imam, his heart is doing dhikr of Allah, 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 and his body is doing dhikr of Allah. Imagine the enjoyment of praying salah behind that imam. Whichever masjid you go, you'll have enjoyment. And the imam will be stood on the rank of ihsan. Every imam, mashallah, mashallah. Alhamdulillah. We have taken all of this ni'am of Allah. We were grateful for this. We've accepted this. So why will Allah not give us reward? Why will Allah not give us eternally? So my friends, I think now you will understood the message. The maqsad, the objective was doing dhikr and the benefits and the maqam and the rank and the status. Inshallah, inshallah. Promise to yourselves that with dhikr, we will love the dhikr of Allah. We'll have friendship with the dhikr of Allah. And this is such a great amal and action that it won't leave us in the world. It won't leave us at death. It will not leave us in the grave. It won't leave us on the hashr. And in Jannah, it will not leave us. It will assist us and help us. Inshallah, tomorrow, come to my mind tomorrow, inshallah, in Masjid al-Taqwa, I will explain to you that in Jannah, in paradise, what will be the condition of the dhakireen. Those who remember Allah, remember my bayan tomorrow. Alhamdulillah, with the fadl of Allah is coming to my mind. So tomorrow, I will tell you, in Jannah, we spoke about the world today. So now I will explain the halal, the condition of the dhakireen in Jannah, in paradise, and you will be surprised. Surprised. You understand what I'm saying? These are the words of a faqir. Remember, these are very elevated words. So keep on listening with attention. May Allah accept. Ameen.